My understanding is the FDIC does not have any requirement for ANZ Bank Guam Inc., which is the legal entity that owns the Guam branch and the American Samoa branch. That being said, I'm not aware of any statute within the territory that restricts a business from closing, a private business. So to answer your question, there's nothing to stop them if the plan or the business plan is not working out for them. They lost $2 million in 2020 between Guam and here, primarily because they didn't properly invest their liquid funds.
Right.
I don't know what they lost in 21, but I was advised that the corporate policy in Melbourne is that they don't want to be in the U.S. territories anymore. It has nothing to do with American Samoa or as a culture or Guam. It's just that it's a business decision.
Okay.